Yeah, look, it's our arch rival, isn't it, Adelaide? So we've had some pretty good games in the past and looking for another good one this Friday night.
Are they the most informed team you've come up against in a little while?
Well, they are, yeah. They're 8 in a row, so it's a great test for us to get on a hostile environment. The team that we played last year's grand final, they're on a bit of a roll and can't think of anything better.
What's the key to their form, do you think?
Well, you have to ask Sam. Don't ask me about the opposition, mate. Well, that's a good challenge. No one else is able to do it since Christmas or whenever the 8 games started. So it's a good test for us, and leading into the playoffs, it's a perfect lead-in.
How much does Jamar drive sort of what they do? How key is it to sort of shut his influence?
Yeah, look, I think he's probably close to the MVP. If he didn't get injured and miss those 4 or 5 games throughout the year, he's been pretty consistent in what he's doing, and playing in a new team is giving him a good lease of life. And look, and he's got scorers around him. So, you know, they bring Brock in, they brought Johnson in from the start of the year. It's two upgrades in those positions. So they've got some height that we're going to, you know, really test us and make sure we get our rebounding in order. And, you know, it's going to be a great test for us.
The experience of being there in Game 2 for the Grand Final Series last year, most of the guys were there. What does that mean in terms of being able to go into that hostile environment, knowing what to expect for this game?
It just gives us confidence that, you know, you go through those pressure situations, we know how our personnel and team reacts. You know, we don't crumble, we stay with it, we help each other, we make sure we're playing the right brand of basketball, and we've been probably missing that at the start of the year, and we've just started coming back and playing that kind of basketball.
Bit of a bruising game on Sunday. How the body's been?
Yeah, all good. All good. They're used to it. They bruise. They beat each other at practice every day, so it's nothing unusual.
Trevor, last time I was here, it was 106 to 102. Can you afford to let them score over 100 points? Do you have to do something to stop them scoring?
Yeah, defend. Yeah, it's... you know, if you let Adelaide be comfortable on their home court with the home crowd, it's an uphill battle. You know, it's our defence was probably our worst defence that we played during the year that year. So that game, sorry. So it's, you know, it's going to be a focus. We can't let them get layups and open looks and really test us out.
Have you looked at that shot again in recent days? How many times have you seen Cedric's shot?
Unfortunately, you guys have it on all the time. So. Look, it's a part of basketball. It's sometimes the sport can make you feel like $1 million and the next day it breaks your heart, and that's one of the games that done, and hopefully our turn's around the corner to be on the good end.
Do you learn something from that, that particular 1 second or 3 seconds, however many seconds?
Yeah, you do. It's to make sure that, you know, they're shooting over somebody, and it's minuscule what you have to do, but that's sometimes it's the game of inches, isn't it? It's 1 inch either way, the shot could have been off, but we make sure that we're well prepared for the final. So if that situation does happen, that we're on the foul line with 3 seconds to go, we know what we're going to do.
Third position more important than fourth, or do you not stress too much about where you end up now?
Yeah, I guess it's a big one if both third and fourth get through. Obviously, that gives you the home court if first and second get knocked off, but look, that's playing in the future. We know that Adelaide are trying to get as high as the ladder that they can, and we've got the split on offer as well. So, look, it'd be good to finish in third position.
A lot of people have Adelaide as the favourites for the championship, given their form. Do they deserve that not title?
Well, you know, that's... I don't know who they are, but look, you look at probably disrespectful for Cairns and New Zealand. They've been in the top two all year. And just see how this plays out. Cairns and New Zealand have got to play each other, and we'll find out on Sunday night where the positions rank and go. But the four teams, any team can win this final without a question. We're confident that we can match anybody, anywhere, anytime. So time will tell us.